In a world full of confusion and things we don't always understand, have you ever thought about how being thankful can make a big difference in your life? Come with me on a journey where we'll discover just how powerful saying thank you can be. Hold on, because what we find might just change the way you see everything. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Thank God every day. Gratitude is a must. Have you ever felt like you have nothing to be thankful for? Have you ever wondered why you should thank God when life is hard and full of troubles? Have you ever taken God's blessings for granted and forgotten to give Him praise? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this message is for you. I want to share with you 5 reasons why gratitude is a must for every Christian, and how it can transform your life and your relationship with God. #Hashtag Reason 1. Gratitude glorifies God. The first and most important reason to be thankful is that gratitude glorifies God. When we thank God for His gifts, we acknowledge that He is the source of everything good in our lives. We honor Him as the Creator, Provider, and Sustainer of all things. We exalt Him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." Psalm 107 verse 1, NIV. God is good, and His love never fails. He deserves our thanks and praise, not only for what He does, but for who He is. Gratitude also glorifies God by testifying to His goodness and faithfulness to others. When we share our testimonies of how God has blessed us, we inspire others to trust Him and seek Him. We become His witnesses and ambassadors, spreading His glory and grace to the world. The Bible says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those He redeemed from the hand of the foe." Psalm 107 verse 2, NIV. God has redeemed us from sin and death, and He has given us eternal life and hope. We have a story to tell, and it is a story of gratitude. #Hashtag Reason 2. Gratitude helps us see God. The second reason to be thankful is that gratitude helps us see God. Gratitude opens our spiritual eyes to recognize God's presence and activity in our lives. It helps us notice His handiwork in creation, His providence in our circumstances, and His grace in our salvation. The Bible says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." James 1 verse 17, NIV. God is the giver of every good and perfect gift, and He does not change. He is always faithful, always generous, always loving. Gratitude helps us see God's gifts and also His purposes. Sometimes, we may not understand why God allows certain things to happen in our lives or why He delays or denies our prayers. But gratitude helps us trust that God knows what He is doing and that He has a plan for our good and His glory. The Bible says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Romans 8 verse 28, NIV. God works in all things, even the hard and painful things, to accomplish His good and perfect will. Gratitude helps us see God's hand in all things and His heart behind all things. #Hashtag Reason 3. Gratitude puts us in God's will. The third reason to be thankful is that gratitude puts us in God's will. Gratitude is not only a good practice, but also a divine command. God wants us to be thankful, not only on the sunny days, but also on the stormy days. He wants us to be thankful, not only for the big things, but also for the small things. He wants us to be thankful, not only for the pleasant things, but also for the unpleasant things. The Bible says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, NIV. Giving thanks in all circumstances is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. This means that gratitude is not optional, but obligatory. It is not a suggestion, but a requirement. It is not a preference, but a priority. Why does God want us to be thankful in all circumstances? Because He knows that gratitude is good for us. Gratitude aligns our hearts and minds with God's perspective and purpose. Gratitude strengthens our faith and hope in God's promises and power. Gratitude fosters our joy and peace in God's presence and love. #Hashtag reason 4. Gratitude brings peace. The fourth reason to be thankful is that gratitude brings peace. Gratitude is the antidote to anxiety, worry, and fear. Gratitude helps us focus on what we have, rather than what we lack. Gratitude helps us appreciate what God has done, rather than what He has not done. Gratitude helps us trust what God can do, rather than what we cannot do. The Bible says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4 verses 6-7, NIV. When we pray with thanksgiving, we release our worries and burdens to God, and we receive His peace and comfort. His peace transcends all understanding, meaning that it surpasses our human logic and reasoning. His peace guards our hearts and minds, meaning that it protects us from doubt and despair. Gratitude also brings peace by promoting harmony and unity among people. Gratitude helps us value and respect others, rather than judge and criticize them. Gratitude helps us forgive and reconcile with others, rather than hold grudges and resentment. Gratitude helps us serve and bless others, rather than compete and envy them. The Bible says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace." And be thankful, Colossians 3 verse 15, NIV. As Christians, we are called to peace, and we are called to be thankful. Peace and gratitude go hand in hand, and they reflect the character and spirit of Christ. #Hashtag reason 5, gratitude draws us to God. The fifth and final reason to be thankful is that gratitude draws us to God. Gratitude is the natural response of a grateful heart to a gracious God. Gratitude expresses our love and devotion to God, and it invites His love and presence into our lives. Gratitude is the language of worship and praise, and it honors and magnifies God. The Bible says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." Psalm 100 verse 4, NIV. When we enter God's presence with thanksgiving and praise, we acknowledge His greatness and majesty, and we humble ourselves before Him. We also experience His joy and delight, and we enjoy His fellowship and intimacy. Gratitude also draws us to God by reminding us of His grace and mercy. Gratitude helps us realize how much we need God and how much He has done for us.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.